goals. I'd say part of it was just our inability to hit targets when they were free and open. I mean, there's a number of kicks which and handballs which were really below AFL standard, and it's an area that we have to work on.
Looked like your plan was working fine in the first quarter, except, as you say, those turnovers in the middle and a couple of free kicks. But what did you see fell away?
We asked our players to kick the ball and not so much handball the ball around stoppages and keep getting it forward and taking ground. And we weren't doing that. So I think after a quarter time, we lost our inability to keep kicking the ball and just overused the ball around the contest. And we lost the contest too often. I think you look at Fremantle's team, and if they're moving the ball into their forward half and they've got control of the ball, they're a very hard team to stop. So we didn't do that as well as we planned after our quarter time, and you know those two middle quarters really hurt us.
Fremantle have become pretty much one of the yardsticks of the competition now. How do you view your side after performance last night? Where do you feel your place?
It's really hard to say for us. I mean, we've got a lot of work to do, obviously. We're 3-3. We've got a huge game against North Melbourne Friday night. It's our home game, and you know, 6-day turnaround, so we're going to get ready for that game now, and we'll look at this game over the next couple of days, but we have to get ready for North Melbourne. So we'd like to obviously have another go at Fremantle at some stage later in the year if we got the chance.
What's the better indication of where your side's at, the first 3 weeks or the last 3 weeks?
We'd hope it's the first 3 weeks. The parts of the game tonight we were happy with, the parts we weren't. Certainly, you know, our performance against St Kilda has been criticised for the way we performed, but there's a lot of that game that we thought we did well into. We need to get back to, you know, it's really hard contested footy and using the ball properly. We just are not using the ball the way we want to use it to AFL standard.
Are you concerned about how your forward lines operate?
Look, we're not kicking the amount of goals we want to, but I'm not sure whether it's our forward line or whether it's the way we're moving the ball. It's very hard to when you move the ball slowly and you don't move it directly as a forward in this day and age, when midfielders and backs are able to come back and outnumber you. It's very hard to kick goals. So we'll have a look, and you know, there's some blame to be laid on the forward line, but there's also some blame to be laid in the way we're moving the ball as well.
So you don't think Carlisle or Danaher are getting enough opportunities to hit the scoreboard?
Look, they're getting some opportunities and perhaps they should be doing better than what they're doing, but I think that the way we're kicking the ball to them and moving it inside 50 is making it very hard for them to kick goals.
It's not the first time we've seen Fremantle not run off after having a good lead at half-time. Do you have a sense that they're pulling up in the last quarter, a bit of preservation or not being able to run it out?
Look, I don't know. I don't know their team, but I wouldn't have thought any AFL team's pulling up. I would have thought that was fraught with danger. So, the momentum swings in football at the moment are huge. You look at the weekend today with St Kilda and the Bulldogs. Even Hawthorn and GWS's momentum swings all over the AFL. We have big momentum swings in our games. For some reason, there's more momentum swings. So I wouldn't have thought any team's pulling up, but it is a fact that teams are able to score more quickly when they get hold of the ball and get control of the game than perhaps ever before.
Any thought, James, there might have been an emotional letdown? Some of your players may not have known whether they were playing the first few weeks. You obviously came out of the blocks well, but any thought that may have caused the performances in recent weeks?
There could be something in that. I mean, we definitely don't want to put up excuses, but perhaps the lack of match conditioning has hurt us a little bit. Who will know? We'll never know. But what I do know is that we have to win against North Melbourne next week. We have to put up a much better performance. So whether it's the fact that we're not playing well, whether it's the fact there's an emotional letdown, whatever the factor is, it actually doesn't matter. What matters is that we come out Friday night and play excellent football, and we use the ball better, and we continue to work in our contest, because if we don't get those two areas of our game right, then we won't win enough games of football to make the top eight.
Have you got anyone coming back? Is Chapman a chance? Or
Chapman, Cooney, Fletcher will all be ready to play, unless something happened to them today, which I don't think it did. And we'll look in our reserves as well. I think there's a number of young kids who are ready to play. So I think after the first six weeks, a trip to Perth, 6-day turnaround, we'll look to freshen our side up and find guys who want to win that contest and use the ball better.
Is there any injury concerns tonight?
Not really. I think Zaharak's got a kick to his ankle, but that's about it. So we're pretty confident we got through another game unscathed, and we're building games. Not great performance at the moment, but it's not disastrous. We're 3-3, and we have an opportunity to play some good football against a good team in North Melbourne on Friday night.
You've played Sydney, Hawthorn, now Fremantle. How far ahead of the pack are you dropping?
I think that, they're definitely the best team we've played. Was our performance as good this week as it was against the other two? I'm not sure. So that's hard to tell. But they're certainly, structurally, they set things up very well. They get the extra behind the ball very well, and it comes from different places. And they also, when they use the ball, when they go, they're hard to stop. And they have some exceptional one-on-one players that it's hard to find matchups for all of them. So at the moment, as you said, they're the yardstick of the competition, and they'll take some beating. But it's a long season, and we'll all, all be trying to beat, obviously, the best teams, and it's only round 6, so we're all trying to get better, and we'll see what happens.